Chapter 12. Lexi hemmed and hawed about actually going into the prison, but in the end, the lady's advice about how they were simply donating books won out. The clincher was when Ruth shoved the bag of books into Lexi's hand and claimed it was too heavy for any of them to carry. So if Jack found out, she could simply say she was just saving them from ruining their backs. Lexi felt a little guilty about it, but she also wanted to hear what Henry had to say for herself, if they even got a chance to talk to him. Inside the lobby, Nans marched up to the guard in the reception area. "We're from the Ladies' Auxiliary with the book donation." The guard, a white-haired man who looked like he was more interested in retiring than processing visitors, gave her a confused look.
"Book donation? What's that about?"
Lexi opened the bag and tipped it toward him so he could see inside. "It's a new program. We're supposed to deliver them. You need books for the library, don't you?" Nans asked. His expression turned dubious.
"I don't know anything about a book donation."
"Well, I don't think Greta down at the town hall will be happy about that," Ruth huffed. "You know how she hates it when someone drops the ball." Ruth looked pointedly at the guard. "And someone has surely dropped the ball here."
Ruth seemed to have contacts everywhere, and apparently Greta was one of them. Lexi wasn't sure who Greta was, but the guard certainly did. Just the mention of her name had instilled a look of fear in his eye.
"This is one of Greta's programs?"
he asked. Ruth whipped out her phone.
"It sure is. Let me call her and find out what the problem is. What did you say your name is?"
The guard stood.
"No need to call. We can always use books. I'll just have Jimmy escort you."
Ruth smiled and tucked her phone back into her large purse as the guard pressed the buzzer and the door clicked open. Jimmy met them on the other side of the door. He had short cropped hair and was wearing a starched green uniform. He looked to be in his mid-30s, and his demeanor was quite serious.
"Take them to the library and wait to escort them back,"
the desk guard instructed. Jimmy nodded at him.
"Follow me."
He spun around and started down the hall. They were silent as they followed him to the common area adjacent to the library. Jimmy opened the door and gestured for them to go inside. Then he took up his station next to the door, and Lexi and the ladies headed toward the small room where the books were kept. The area itself wasn't much to write home about. It was utilitarian with long tables and plastic chairs. There were no windows, but the overhead lighting was bright. The flooring was the same green and gray tile as the lobby. Lexi supposed it was better than sitting in a jail cell. One inmate was sitting at a desk using a computer. Another was reading in a chair. The good news was that Henry sat in front of a chess set at a small table in the corner.
"Ruth, I guess you must have missed me."
Vinny came through the door, wheeling the library cart.
"Hi, Vinny. We brought some books to donate to the library."
Ruth gestured toward Lexi's bag. Vinny looked inside the bag.
"That's great. Looks like some good ones in there. Come into the office. I'll log them in."
They followed him to a small room in the corner and squeezed inside. The room was neat as a pin. Apparently, there was no clutter in prison. An old computer sat on a desk, and Vinny sat down in front of it. He slipped on a pair of half-moon reading glasses and typed a few keys. The screen went wonky, and he gave it a whack, returning it to normal. He grabbed a book from the bag.
"Now let me see. Oh, No Stone Unturned by Leanne Dobbs. That's one of my favorites."
He picked at the keys with two fingers, taking a full 5 minutes to put in just the title. Ida fidgeted. Nan sighed. Helen glanced out into the other room as if looking for potential voters.
Ruth cleared her throat. Say, Vinny, I was wondering about that heist, the one that put you in here. Vinny scowled over his reading glasses at her.
Yeah, that was a bum deal.
I heard that it was quite a mystery how you got inside, Ruth said. Vinny smiled.
Yeah, it was clever. No regular robbers could have pulled that off. See, they had an alarm system with laser beams, and you had to have a lot of skills to duck under and over. Would be impossible for most people.
Ruth leaned her hip against the desk and lowered her voice. But not for an acrobat. Vinny glanced over his shoulder.
Hey, I didn't say that.
Oh, I know. Ruth made light of it. But let's say it did take a lot of gymnastics. An acrobat would be perfect. And if there was a whole family of them, well, one of them could be the one who ratted you out. Vinny's eyebrows mashed together.
Yeah, the rat. I'd like to find that person. But if there were some acrobats involved...
He raised his brows at Ruth,
and I'm not saying there was. It wasn't just about being able to do cartwheels. Someone had to plan out the whole thing. There was a mastermind behind the whole thing, and that wasn't necessarily someone out in the field.
Ruth raised her brows and looked out the doorway. Lexi turned to follow her gaze. It went straight to Henry McGuire. Would that person have to know different strategies and be a big thinker? Ruth asked.
Yeah, I'll say.
Vinny started pecking at the keyboard again.
Because it wouldn't be easy to figure out the timing. You'd need a precise strategy.
Uh-huh. Ruth nodded at Nans and the ladies. Well, I hope you enjoy the books. Nice seeing you. She pushed away from the desk and headed out into the adjoining room.
Thanks for the books, ladies. Come back any time,
Vinny yelled as they made a beeline for Henry McGuire. Henry looked up at their approach. His eyes sparked with recognition, then became guarded. Did Henry have something to hide?
Is something wrong with my grandmother?
Henry asked. Oh, no, dear. We were donating some books and saw you here and thought we'd say hello. Isn't that right, girls? Nans turned to Lexi and the ladies, and they all nodded. Henry let out a breath and relaxed back into the chair.
Oh, good. I knew you were friends with her since you came the other day and was afraid it was bad news when I saw you coming toward me without her.
Nothing of the sort, Helen said. She's fit as a fiddle.
Muriel tells us you're teaching some of the inmates how to play chess. Ruth gestured toward the chessboard. You must spend a lot of time playing and thinking up strategy. Henry fiddled with the chess piece he was holding in his hand. The king, Lexi assumed by the size and crown on the top.
You could say that.
You must be very smart, Ida said.
My grandmother thinks so.
Henry tapped the chess piece on the table.
Yeah, knowing all those moves, like which one goes forward and when to move them back,
Helen said.
And which ones go diagonal, Ruth added.
What about the one that goes up two spaces and across one? Ida frowned down at the board. That one always confuses me.
It's not that hard. I could teach you sometime. If I ever get out of here, that is.
Henry stopped fiddling with the king.
Have you guys found out anything about my case? Graham told me you were looking into it.
Nan shuffled on her feet.
We're looking into a few things, but it would help us out if you could answer a question.
Okay.
Henry drew out the word as if he were hesitant.
A neighbor complained about you. I was wondering if you knew who that was.
Henry made a face.
Yeah, I knew who it was. The old busybody in the apartment across the hall. Doris Pettigrew? She was wrong, though. I never had anyone come to visit except other doctors.
Are you sure? Nance asked.
Henry started fiddling with the king again. Yes, I'm sure.
Well, what about this scandal we heard about? Ida's question earned a sharp look from Nance. Apparently, Nance had been getting around to that in her own time, and Ida had jumped the gun. Henry's eyes shuttered, and he glanced toward the guard at the door.
Scandal? I don't know what you're talking about.
We're sure it's nothing, Nance tried to prompt him into explaining.
Ladies, are you done with the books?
The guard was coming toward them from his position at the door.
No loitering here.
Right, okay. No problem. I guess so. Nice talking to you, Henry.
Henry went back to his chess game without giving them so much as a glance as they left.